نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم من الشاهدين. First of all, I apologize for being a bit late. We had some problems on the motorway. But Alhamdulillah, we reached by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sulaiman, he also asked that we can delay the salah. I said no. When it comes to nisbat, when it comes to tasawuf, shariat comes first. Namaz on time, we can't let people wait. Alhamdulillah, all of us in dhikr, and mashallah, many of you are the mutaalliqeens of Hazrat Mufti Musa Sahib rahimahullah, and I can see the faida, the benefit you've taken of him. And it's just that it happens that when our Shaykh passes away, our hearts are broken. Yeah. I remember once, after Hazrat Abdullah Ali passed in Darulum, passed away in Canada, the Mufti Taqi Sahib, he came after the passing away to Darulum Arabiyya Islamiyya, and he mentioned that though Hazrat Abdullah Ali has passed away, the sun has set. But at the same time, always remember that when the sun set, the stars come out, the moon come out. Yeah. So you have other alternatives. You have, and not necessarily to go after a sheikh or something, but again, within your own halaqa, within your own group, mashallah, you've got 7 majazin. And I think that after Hazrat Musa rahmatullah has passed away, if any of you hasn't done ruju', they should do ruju' with one of the majaz of Hazrat Mufti Musa Sahib rahimahullah. Again, Hazrat Mufti Musa Sahib rahimahullah, he came in England when Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahimahullah sent him. And I think when he came, the name of the masjid was Masjid Zinat-Tukhwa. Yeah. So at that time, Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahimahullah gave him a nasihat that jao, lekin wahan apne dunyavi cheezon mein mat lago wahan, lekin apna deeni faida ho. So he gave him that dua. Until he passed away, you see him that he did not love any for the muhabbat, for the dunya. He didn't have no muhabbat, no of jah, dunya, nothing. He passed away as a very, very simple. And mashallah, you all have gained benefit from him. And about Hazrat Mufti Musa Sahib rahimahullah, I heard Hazrat Mufti rahimahullah say about him that though he studied in Dabil at that time, in Dabil, there was a rule that if you do iftar in Dabil, then you have to go Deoband. And the Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi, he was stationed in Deoband then. And after going Deoband, you have to have another exam there for iftar, only then you can get sunnah. Yeah? But when Mufti Musa Sahib, when he went to Deoband, the Mufti Sahib just called him over and he said that there's no exam for you, no imtihan for you. I've seen inside you. I think he was relating to a dream in which Mufti Musa Sahib saw a dream. And according to that dream, Hazrat Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi just gave him the permission for iftar without even taking his exams, which was a great opportunity. Anyway, so as far as dhikr is concerned, what's the maqsad of dhikr? Maqsad of dhikr is, Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَتَدْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Muslim, I apologize again that I'm not a man of talks. I can't talk much. I'm just dars dete hain. Urdu wale hum, English wale nahi. But Muslim sab bhi requested to do in English. So it's okay. Chale English pe kar lenge thoda bahut anyway. Right. So when we doing zikr, what's the maqsad of zikr? The maqsad of zikr is that in us when we read namaz, when we say Allahu Akbar, we throw the world behind us. In the same way, when you're doing dhikr, when we say La ilaha, that means that we're throwing the world on the side. There's nothing in my heart, except for Allah, As we all know that this heart is full of corruption, jealousy, takabbur, bughs. Nobody can say for 100% that he doesn't have any of these things. If somebody says that, then I'm quite surprised. Everybody has something in the heart. So in order to stay away from all these things, all these bad qualities of the heart, we do dhikr. Our mashayikh, they have different tariqah in order to gain qurb for Allah in order to be, in order to create greatness and closeness to Allah. Jashtiya, we follow Jashtiya, we have a different tariqah. Naqshbandiya, they have a different one. Jashtiya, we say dhikr loudly. We say dhikr loudly. While the Naqshbandiya, they say dhikr inside the hearts. That's why you must have heard in the Naqshbandiya silsila that law of the murids, they have wajd. Why they have wajd? They can't control the nafs, they can't control the heart. The heart is so full of dhikr that they can't control it. We must be thinking what's happening over here, but that's the haqiqat. But our tariqah of Tishriya is very calm, very calm. And if you see our mashayikh in Tishriya, as Shaykh Alhamdulillah, maybe he was a bit strict. But Mufti Muhammad Sahib Gangohi, Alhamdulillah, he was very, very soft-hearted. If any murid did anything wrong, you just call him and just, you know, tell him calmly or send a message to him. He never got angry. In my time, when I was there for about 2.5 years, he never got angry at me, Alhamdulillah. The situation did happen that he had to get angry once because he wasn't well. The doctor said to give him medicine and he just wouldn't take it. So I had to force him. So he still wouldn't take it. So he got angry at me. He said, Ghalika Bacha. He said, Ghalika Bacha. Now one of the murids, he went to the Mufti Sahib, he's making him more angry. He's telling him that, Hazrat, aapne inko ghale ka bachcha bola. Iska matlab ye hua, inke walid to bade buzurg hain, Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib, jo ghale hue. Anyway, so he's just making like a joke out of it, anyway. So, buzurg, you know, there's different tariqas, different. Now, I believe Mufti Musa Sahib, he was very, very nalam, very, very nalam, Alhamdulillah, and obviously, I don't know much about him, but I've read about him, you know, in, because there's one kitab written about all the halats of the majazi of Mufti Muhammad Sahib Gangohi, Alhamdulillah. So I've written, but Mufti Musa Sahib, he himself, whenever he used to come Blackburn for any reason, maybe to meet someone or to meet family or some program, he always used to phone me. He always used to ask me, Mufti Sahib, where are you? Can I come and meet you? And I used to tell him, you know, aapko aane ki zarurat nahi hai, main khuda jata, you know. So we used to meet him and always. So I still remember the smile on his face whenever we used to meet. That was so, as Mufti Musa is not amongst us, but we should have that qadr and we should always have that. Because you are all grouped together, you will have one sheikh. You have to stay on one side as a group, strong. Quran Sharif ma'ata wa'tasimu bi hablillah. Wa'tasimu bi hablillah. Pakri rakho, Allah ki rasli ko, wala tafarraqu. And don't scatter. And don't scatter. Anyway. So we're talking about zikr over here. So when a person does zikr, he throws everything away from his heart, all his dunya. When he say, La ilaha, and he say, Illallah, only Allah in his heart. Only Allah in his heart. Remember, you should always remember that when you're doing zikr, your sheikh, you always have a connection with you. It's not that he's a pastor, he hasn't, but we have umid from Allah. He does, you're always sheikh over here. And in the lifetime of the Shaykh, we are there to gain his faith. Yeah. Once, by Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, he was mentioning about faith, and someone from the audience asked Hazrat, what does faith mean? Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, he replied that faith, dharre noore qalb ka intiqal hona, Shaykh se murid ke dil ki taraf. Murid ke. So the movement or the transferring of the nur from the sheikh's heart to the murid's heart. No, it's a big thing. It's a big thing. Though we can't get to the state of a sheikh, yeah, but your nur is being transferred to you. And that is what you call faith. And when can you attain this faith? When the sheikh has told you to do his ma'mulats, to do so many tasbih, to do pamanyan. Ma'mulat ki pamanyan is zaruri hai. You have to spend time on ma'mulats. And obviously, we can miss ma'mulats. Sometimes something happens, something comes up. But if you miss ma'mulat, try to make it to qaza the other day. You miss one ma'mul, then the second day you miss three ma'mul, and the time will come, you miss all the ma'mulats. So whatever your sheikh has given, that's number one. Okay, ma'mulat ke upar tarakki zaruri hai. Mamulat ke upar pabandi zaruri hai. Another thing is that my Shaykh, he always used to stress that from the zaban which you do zikr, yeah, that should be clean from all undesirous things. And he always used to mention this hadith. Shaykh, a lot of times he mentioned this hadith in the Majlis, with the Hazrat Uqba bin Amir. The hadith is the one Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, Qala laqitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qultu man najat, Qala amlik alayka lisanaka, wal yasa'ka, baytuka wabki ala khatiyati. Most of you have heard this hadith, it's a famous hadith of Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, that in three things leads, in three things salvation. First thing he said, amlik alayka lisanak, safeguard your tongue, look after your tongue. Whatever you say, there can be consequences. Allah has given you a tongue, alam najallahu aynain wa lisana wa shafatain. Allah has given you zaban, lisan, tongue, and two door horns, yeah, two lips. At the same time, Allah jalla shanahu mentioned, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qaumin, la ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qaumin asan yakunu khayran minhum. Now, a certain people, when they meet another kind of people, they should not make fun of each other. They should not make jokes of each other. But again, as Mufti Sahib used to stress that, whenever you're talking to someone, make sure when you talk to him, you're not making fun of him. When you, if he has a disability, he always mentioned, don't call him langra. It's a disability, Allah ki jafat, you know, that he's langra now, he can't walk now, he's short-limbed. Maybe something will happen to you. So these kind of things, on basic things, he used to say that you have to control your tongue, whatever you say. Like, for example, keep yourselves away from ghibat. A lot of times he used to mention that ghibat, ulamam is quite common. Ulamam is quite common. He used to mention that Allama ibn Shabidin, Allama ibn Abidin, he's written certain kinds of ghibat. One ghibat is that we say sometimes, I'm not talking bad about him, but you're saying bad about him. That's the worst kind of gibbet, very worst kind. The worst kind of gibbet is you're talking about someone and you say, I'm not talking bad about him. So we should stay away from gibbet in the sense that you're safeguarding your tongue, you're looking after your tongue. Yeah, about the tongue, it said that jirmuhu saghir, jirmuhu kabir. Jirmuhu saghir means that it's a few inches of tongue, but the consequences of the tongue can be vast, can be massive, can be huge. But again, if you will yasaka baytuka, that you should spend more time in the house. And going back to the tongue, we're making fun of someone, we're making sarcastic jokes. Sarcastic. Again, you should refrain from that. You should refrain for that. Or kabhi-kabhi ye bhi hota hai, just to make your other friends happy, you're making a joke of your friend, yeah? And he's also laughing, but deep inside he's got his hatred, he hates that. So you, as a murid, you should always think inside you that what will make the other people unhappy. What? If that's the case, then you shouldn't talk about him. If the majlis is going on in ghibat, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali always used to say in majlis in our class, Hazrat Moinsus Rahmatullah Ali, that, I'll give you one nasiya. The nasiya is that ulama ki majlis mein ghibat bahut aam hai. Ulama ki majlis mein, that in the ulama majlis, ghibat is very, very quite common. So, you know, people can spend nights and nights just doing any ghibat, but we don't realize the consequence. We don't realize that on the Day of Judgment, it's huququl ibad, and Allah will not forgive. And also, the banda will not forgive, because on the Day of Judgment we all need deeds, and if we don't have those deeds, we have going to jahannam. Yeah. So suluk mein yeh hai, suluk mein that you have to your nafs keep it clean. In order to keep your nafs clean, your dil clean, your heart clean, you have to keep the zaban clean, your hands clean, your feet clean. Your hand shouldn't do those alam najallahu aynain wa lisan shuhadina wa najnain. Quran Shreem will tell you that your hands shouldn't do those things which lead you to guna. Your feet shouldn't do those things which can lead you to guna. So it's all connected. Just doing zikr and going home and that's it, no. You have to think with the zikr what comes with it. Because Allah Jalla Shana has given us zaban. And it's a great, great, big task that we say, La ilaha illallah. Yeah? And aapko to malum hoga ki aajkal it's quite common depression. Yeah? law of youth, they are into depression. They're into tragedies of depression. You ask them sometimes, you know, what can you get sukoon of? When can you get tranquility? When can you get into binan al-qalb? They might say, if I have wealth. If I have wealth. But wealth doesn't give you tranquility, it doesn't give you sukoon. Yeah? You've seen a lot of wealthy people out there, despite all the wealth, they're not happy with their life. Yeah. I want to ask you about, what about if you give you power, if you give you make you a king, if you give you make you a, will you be happy, will you have it? Again, same thing. If he's given power, if he's made a king, end of the day, he's not going to have that sukoon. Yeah? So sukoon can only be achieved by itminan al-qalb. And itminan al-qalb can only be achieved by when you have ta'alluq with Shaykh. And with the ta'alluq with Shaykh, the Shaykh prescribes you the ma'mulat and the dhikr. If you haven't given been dhikr, whatever durush shayf, tasbihats and the istighfar we have given you, you're doing that. You're doing all your ma'mulats with... then inshallah Allah will help you. And our Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was very punctual in ma'mulats. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, when I spent about 2 years in India. But his way of tirti was he used to wake up 1 hour before Fajr Namaz, and he used to do tahajjud and then do dhikr and then do Fajr Salah. The Fajr Salah, wait for a while and do ishraq and then go to sleep. So that was his ma'mul. And other Kabirins, they had a ma'mul of doing after Fajr. Now some Kabirins, they had a ma'mul of doing after Isha. So all have different ma'mul. Obviously, people are busy nowadays in their lives. We can't do Ijtimai Zikr. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very... I think you have 172 weeks, yeah? Yeah, and I think... So keep up with that once every 2 weeks. And if it's possible, once a week. Or if it's possible, every week. But I know it's hard to get time out, especially on a Sunday afternoon. It's not easy, because Sunday afternoon is the only time where you are free with your children and shopping and etc. To try to make more effort towards zikr. And the hadith which I'm talking about, the second hadith, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, that your house should contain you, that you stay more time in the house rather than outside. Go for work, come back. Don't waste your time going here and there. Don't waste your time. Obviously, if there's a need to go, the necessity to go, it's okay. If you see nowadays, staying in the house is the most safest option. If you go outside, there's so much fitness. I mean, obviously, a person goes to the shopping center, he listens by default. He won't even know. He's been taken his photo by security cameras at least 300, 500 times. So people are, you know, security cameras are rolling. 500 times you've been recorded in one visit. Besides that, you walk into some music going on. So unless you have noise cancellation headphones, what's going to happen? You can listen to music. You know? So by default, going out of the house is not very, very beneficial unless the necessity. And that means وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, that your home is the where your sukoon is, your home. If you're in the home, you can do your tarbiyah properly of your children. If you stay away a lot, the children will go away. The children will stay away from the house. And another thing is, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that akhlaqi radhila se parhez karo, aur akhlaqi hamila ko apne akhlaq banao. That adopt good deeds, good akhlaq, good habits, and stay away from bad habits. So even in the family, there are some bad habits going on. We should try to rectify that. Obviously, you can't say much to the kids. If you say much to the kids, then obviously they become more agitated and they become more angry and stuff. Yeah? So you have to look for ways of trying to explain to them that bita, you know, nirmi se, kisa, ki ye tumhari liye nuksan deh hai ya acha wagaira nahi hai. That's one of the things. If you look at Akabin back in days, it was different. Now it's different. Back in days, Akabin used to do riyadha, used to do mujahada. We can't do that. I don't think we can even, because they had strong hearts. When I went to Tanawar, So we went to see Monastery Thanjiramtala's house. And any of you have seen Monastery Thanjiramtala's house? There was a room. There was a small staircase. Very small staircase. Under the staircase, there was a musalla. Years old, Monastery Thanjiramtala's musalla. He said, Monastery Thanjiramtala, he used to do khalwat for 40 days. Khalwat for just staying in one place and do zikr. We can't do that, yeah. But at least we can do zikr, or we can stay in the house. Is zamana mein kya khalwat kaise kehte hain khalwat? It's not just about staying in a room. You're staying in the room without mobile phone. Staying in a room without anything from outside, any connection from outside. That is total solitude, total khalwat, in which you can get thawab just to spend 3 hours or 2 hours leaving your mobile phone on the side, not checking your messages, not picking any phone calls, do ibadah. And if you do that 2-3 hours a day, that means you succeeded. So, I think a few years back, Imam Sahib, he said in a bayan in Blackburn, a few years back, yeah, that the internet went down for 3 days in one area. And in that time, mobile internet was very, very expensive. It was only like, used to be home lines, you know, the one where you phone line and you get a noise and, you know, the old systems. Yeah. So people got agitated and people got... And they asked the company, when will you be here? So they came to Imam Sahib. And they asked Imam Sahib, look, what's happened? You don't have internet for 2-3 days. So Imam Sahib gave a good bayan then. You can't even survive internet just for 3 days. What kind of life is you have? So back in the days, there was no internet, no mobile phones, nothing like that. There's a lot of distractions. So we try to keep away ourselves away from distractions. That's what we need to do. You see, our amal is two types. One is the amal of qalb and the amal of body. Amal of heart and amal of hadith matter, innamal amal bin niyat. Actions will be judged according to your intentions. So intentions will be, some ulama have said that this is half of iman. Some ulama have said this is a quarter of, yeah. And then again, amal is two kinds. The amal which Allah likes, and the amal which doesn't Allah like. The one which amal Allah likes is akhlaqi hamida, amal hamida. And the one which he doesn't like is akhlaqi radhila and akhlaqi. Right. Both of them are connected to your niyat. If you have the right niyat, you'll do the right amal. If you have bad niyat, you do the bad amal. So if you have the niyat from before, that I'm going to start my day with Surah Yasin Sharif, and I'm going to start my day whatever my sheikh has told me, that Allah will help you. Yeah? But if you have bad niyat, no, you're going to watch a movie. That, for that, when a person does guna, before guna he's got a few stages. First, think about the guna. Yeah, you think about the guna, ask forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. Yeah, and then making preparations for the guna. Both cinema ticket, cinema jana, this and that. But they say, forget it, we're not going. Because you bought cinema ticket, you prepared yourself for guna. One stage, Allah will finish you. But because you did tawbah, Allah will forgive you. And the last stage is actually, you'll take up actually doing the guna. You went in the cinema, that's it. Your guna is it. It's everything, it depends on your niyat. If your niyat is that your day goes well, you pray Surah Ashwin, Yasin Sharif every day. Abu Zugandi, they also used to mention that if you pray Surah Yasin every day, and in the hadith, all his work will be done. Yeah, that's what we lack at. In the morning, it doesn't take long to pray Surah Yasin Sharif. Most of you will be half a Surah Yasin Sharif, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes on the way to work. You understand? But sometimes it's just that you forget, or you can't be bothered. Why would you forget? Because we're not used to it. So we have to make our lifestyle to adjust to the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So Mawlana Shaykh Thanvi rahmatullah, he himself, he was very, very strict. Yeah, and the person who was telling me that Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Thanvi rahmatullah, he married, he had two wives. When he showed us the house, which was the beginning of the Tanabon, and the other house was in the middle. So he had two houses. So he was telling me that Mawlana Shaykh Thanvi rahmatullah, even when he used to buy fruits for his wife. If he gets two watermelons, he won't give one each. One might be sour, one might be sweet. He used to half-half and do proper insaf and give it to each of the wives. Mashuvi Tanjulamtulali, he was very, very strict. He used to have a list of those majazin which don't do the mamulat properly, cancel them out. And but Alhamdulillah, as a Sheikh Rahmatullah Zakariya Rahmatullah, we don't have that kind of system that if you don't do your mamulat properly, your ijazah will be taken away. So it hasn't happened. If it happens, then obviously in a very serious consequence. Anyway. Tripa, kili varsha. Mohan Ali Kaisar Sahib, he specially came from America. Mohan Ali Kaisar, he's an imam there, he runs a madrasa there. He specially came to meet me for just for 3 days. He came on Thursday. But it's a fact that he program be here, so I just asked him that. These are the mawais for Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. This is in two volumes. Can we just read a bit of it? How much time do you have now? 10-15 minutes. So what shall we do on this bit? Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he gave a bayan on nisbat, the four stages of nisbat. So I hope everyone understands. We need a bit of explanation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa barik wa sallim. Hazan Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi talks about that there are four stages of nisbat. And each stage has a different face to it. So here Hazan Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi talks about the first stage. As I say, the first stage is called Nisbat-e-Ikhlasi. In this stage, the spiritual condition of one person is reflected upon another. For example, by sitting in a majlis of zikr, the zikr of one person has an effect on the other person. So for example, in the riwayat, it comes that when a group is doing zikr, the malaika come as well too. And even when a person is crossing that zikr gathering as well too, he is forgiven as well too. And then Hazan Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi goes a little bit deeper and he talks about it. He gives an example. He says that, for example, you go to a perfume shop, you walk in, you don't buy anything, but once you leave it, you have the effect. Someone can say, man, you have really good ithr or perfume on. So this is the first stage, that even when you sit down in any gatherings, you have an effect of that zikr. So this is the first stage. The second stage, Hazrat says, the second stage is called Nisbat-e-Aqli. This form of nisbat can be linked to a burning lamp. A person comes with his lamp and uses the burning flame of the first lamp to ignite his lamp, after which he returns home. Hazrat explains this nisbat, this is the second level. That you came to a sheikh, you spend a little bit of time with him. From there, the sheikh transferred the nisbat, the nur, and that nur is like a burning lamp. Now when you went home, that burning lamp is with you, that nur is with you, but that nur is not strong enough. So then Hazrat explains that you will have to protect your burning lamp so the nur does not fade away. This is the second stage. Now the third stage, Hazrat says, the third stage of nisbat is Nisbat-e-Islahi. This type of nisbat is stronger and firmer than the previous two. It can be described as a canal sourced from a massive dam. The water gushes through this canal, flowing steadily and swiftly, and is used to irrigate crops and orchards. This is when the third nisbat has gone to a certain level where you can help out other people as well too. For example, you are a dam. Someone came into the zikr majlis and you transferred the nur into their heart. This is the third stage. The fourth stage is the last and the highest stage. Hazrat explains, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explains, the fourth stage of nisbat, which is the strongest stage, and is termed as Nisbat-e-Itidali. The spiritual link or relationship between the murid and the shaykh is so deep rooted that the murid is embedded with the qualities of the shaykh. He even begins to physically resemble the shaykh. I have personally witnessed murids who have physically resembled their shaykhs. This is the final stage. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Shariat and Tariqat, he goes a little bit more in deep in this, and he gives examples of this as well too. I was asking Saji on the way, I said, you know, Mawlana Hashim Saab, does he look like Hazrat Shaykh? Does Mawlana Hashim Saab resemble Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi? And Hazrat Saji said yes. Right, so Mawlana Hashim Saab has reached the fourth stage, mashallah. But I think before all of this, the beginning step of tasawwuf is ikhlas. I think this is the hardest part. You know, this one sahabi, he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Mu'ashiq ilahi madri rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions this hadith in Arba'in. He wrote a commentary about Arba'in Nawawi. So in this, he mentions this riwayat. He says that a sahabi came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that my ummah will go back to shirk. So the sahabi got concerned. He said, Ya Rasulullah, ummah will go back to shirk. Meaning, people will start worshipping idols. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, this is not the case. And the Prophet ﷺ said, shirk asghar, where people do not have ikhlas. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that another shirk, individual shirk, is that, for example, a person cannot control his temptations. So the sahabi asked again, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean by this? And the Prophet ﷺ said that a person will keep a roza, he will fast, but while he's fasting, he can't control his temptation, and due to that, he will break his roza to fulfill his temptation. So I believe that the first stage of the tasawwuf from all our akabirin, they mentioned that ikhlas is one of the important aspects. And our akabirin used to say that you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah grant us ikhlas and ajizi. And ya Allah protect us from takabbur and ujub, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi, rabbil alameen.
ہم بھی آپ سے فائدہ حاصل کریں نا اس کے تم سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد يا الله مالكنا وكم عفو فرما يا الله مالك خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما يا الله سيئات کو حسنات سے مبدل فرما يا الله ہم سب کے بھی جمع ہونے کو قبول فرما يا الله بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما یا اللہ تیرے تعلق کے بڑھنے کا ذریعہ بنا یا اللہ تیری معرفت کا ذریعہ بنا یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما یا اللہ حضرت مولانا کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کے سفر کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کے آنے کو قبول فرما یا زیادہ سے زیادہ ان سے استفادہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بزرگان دین کو جزائے خیر مرمر فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ ان کے معمولات کے مطابق چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما سنتوں کی اتباع نصیب فرما یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی پکی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما گناہوں سے بچنے کی طاقت نصیب فرما یا اللہ نیکیوں کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا مانگنے سے رہ گیا اپنے فضل و کرم سے مرمر فرما یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنی خیر کی دعا مانگی اس میں ہمارا حصہ فرما. یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی اس سے ہمیں مکمل پناہ نصیب فرما. عالم کے انسانوں کو ہدایت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ مظلومین کی حمایت فرما. یا اللہ ظالموں کو توبہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ظالموں کو توبہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سر کے فعل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم وصلی اللہم علی نبینا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رب. We would just like to say Jazakallah to Hazrat Maulana for taking time out, Alhamdulillah, and giving us a beneficial talk about Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And inshallah, we hope that in future as well, inshallah, we will be able to benefit from Hazrat, and inshallah, ask him to come out some other time as well, inshallah. Jazakallah.
I think just a brief, after Hazrat Mufti Musa Sahib Rahimahullah, he's given 7 people. Majaz, 7 majaz over here. Yeah, if within one of you do want to ruju, you can do it to the same. Rather than going outside, it's best to do with the same majazin. That's what Azam Mufsad Mahmudullah, he also uses stress, same thing that if you want to do, obviously you're within the same bayat, with same silsila, same taluk. Yeah, but what happens that you made bayat to Mufti Musa Mahmudullah and you think you're going to be weak, then you should opt in your same silsila, in the same department, same whoever the Majazi Mufti Musa Sahib, you can get back to them again as a tajid bayat. There's no harm in doing that. Yeah. Because what happens is that you bayat to Mufti Musa Sahib. Obviously, whatever happened is happening, that it was unexpected. And then slowly, you're thinking that, let me look for someone. And he can't find anyone. Yeah, but there's no need to look for somebody on the outside. MashaAllah, you've already got within your halaqa, within your group, you've already got 7 majazi. Yeah, you should connect to them. That's it. Wa akhira wa alhamdulillah. Take it. Okay.